horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Away!
Weird mystery surrounded the stage route between Pine Bluff and the station at Calhoun. Somewhere in the arid stretch of prairie, death struck at the driver and the guard. It had happened twice in the past month. Four men had been drawn into Calhoun by the unguided horses, and there was not a mark on any of them to show the cause of death. Ben Sawyer, owner of the stage line, was bewildered by these events, but he found small consolation in talking to the equally puzzled sheriff.
Yes, Sheriff. They could have died of a bad heart or something like that, but not four in a row.
Oh, you're right, Ben. Those men of yours were murdered.
Murdered so as the stage could be robbed.
Robbery? I didn't know that.
Yep, both times.
I thought there was a sizable load of stuff unloaded here on both those trips.
Mail sacks were full, everything else all right, except for one thing.
What?
All of the mail had been pawed over, handled.
Yeah? Why?
Well, to steal letters that looked like they might have money in them.
Oh, yeah.
I checked it all mighty careful.
Probably figured the thieving wouldn't be discovered.
That's right.
Who's the skinny-looking kid just rode up?
Eh?
One of your hands?
Nope, never saw him before.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yeah, that's me. What do you want?
I'm Jack Stiles.
Yeah?
You don't look like you've been eating regular, kid.
I'm not complaining.
Where are you from?
I've been working over in Pine Bluff.
Pine Bluff?
You just ride that trail from Pine Bluff to here?
Yeah. Oh,
bad country, ain't it?
Guess it is for them that's not used to it. Not much water. That makes it tough.
Only one water hole I know of.
That's right.
But...
Well, I'm a stage driver, and I'd like to
get... What? You?
Yeah. I'm a stage driver, and I'd like to...
And I'm a Chinaman.
Finished laughing?
Yeah.
By Juniper Sawyer, the kid's really serious about it.
Stage driver, eh?
Yeah. I heard you were running short of drivers, so I rode over to get a job.
Oh, Matt, knock need cayuse, is that friend?
I need a job bad, Mr. Sawyer.
How old are you?
18.
Yeah. Don't look more than 14 to me.
I can tool a stage. You'll give me a chance to prove it.
Hey, look here, kid. We need men to handle stages. And doggone husky men at that. Have you heard what's been going on between here and Pine Bluff?
Yes, sir.
And you still want a job driving that route?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Guess you make up in spunk what you lack in weight.
I'll bring your horses through, Mr. Sawyer. When I pull in here at Calhoun, I'll be driving them. They won't be pulling a corpse.
Maybe the kid knows something, Ben.
Hey, what do you mean?
Let me talk to him. Come over here, kid.
Yes, sir.
You say you can handle a six-in-hand? Tool a stage?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you ever do any driving like that?
Well,
kind of hard to remember, huh?
I can handle a six-horse hitch. Try me out and see.
Suppose you can. You say you know about the trouble I've been having lately. What makes you think you'd come through alive when the other drivers got killed?
I can't answer that question.
Can't answer? What do you mean?
Please, Mr. Sawyer, give me a chance, won't you? You haven't anything to lose by trying me out.
Nothing but six good horses, a Concord stage, and a load of cargo. Nope. I'll drive it myself before I turn it over to a half-grown kid like yourself.
Is that all you got to say?
That's all, except that I'm busy. Bit of amuse.
Where to?
Jehoshaphat, I don't care where to. Just amuse.
Well, my horse is worn out. I've got to stay here in Calhoun.
All right, stay. It's no skin off my teeth.
Without a job, I can't eat.
What do I care? Why should I put you to work?
Because I won't work anywhere else.
Won't work it? Well, you young whippersnapper.
All I'm asking for is a chance.
What did you say your name was?
Stiles, Jack Stiles.
What am I going to do with him, Sheriff?
Ain't no worry of mine.
All right, Stiles, take that broom and sweep out the office.
Thanks. What about driving the stage?
No!
All right. Maybe after a few more drivers are killed off, you'll give me a chance.
I've already given you a chance. With that broom, now start using it.
Hey, Ben, wonder if that kid does know something.
What he'd likely.
Queerest acting critter I've ever seen.
Imagine riding all the way from Pine Bluff on that no-account horse.
Come on outside.
What do you want?
I got something to say. Come on out. Shut the door. Maybe I'm loco, Ben, but I've got a hunch.
Yeah?
Keep an eye on that kid.
Oh, there's no reason
to think... He was mighty anxious to go to work for you, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that ain't no...
He knew you wouldn't trust him with a stage, but he figured he might get another job.
He said he was plumb busted, couldn't eat.
Well, I figure he wants to hang around your office. Let's step around the side of the building. Won't do any harm to look through the window.
Oh, your imagination's working overtime, Sheriff. Stray kid looking for a job, ain't
it? Here we are. Now, take a look. What's he doing?
Why, he's at my desk.
Pawing through it. I was right. Say, what's that book he's got in his hand?
Stage schedule. Shows when the stage leaves Pine Bluff and when they're due in here.
That's just what I thought.
There's one on the way from Pine Bluff now. Next one ain't leaving till next week.
That kid is tied into the murders some way, Ben. We'll keep our eye on him.
How? By peeking in the window of your own office?
With the...
Masked. Get your hands up,
right? Ready, Sheriff. Both covered.
Put down them guns and surrender in the name of the law.
I intended to surrender. I wouldn't have come here.
Who are you?
He's an outlaw. All right, stranger, you've got the drop. What do you want?
Information.
What's the idea of the mask?
Maybe you misunderstood me, Sheriff. I'm asking the questions. I want to find out the schedule of the stages.
What's it?
So you're the varmint that's been gunning Ben's drivers and guards.
I came here to ask a simple question. You give the same information to anyone who buys a fare on the stage. Why can't you give it to me?
Really? How'd you sneak up on us so quiet?
You were both busy looking through that window. Now, when does the next stage leave Pine Bluff?
I ain't giving out any information.
Then you don't want to solve the murders?
Yes, but...
You got him, Kemosabe.
Who's a redskin?
We found what we wanted, Toto. Good, call the horses.
Silver, scout!
If you won't help me, Sheriff, I guess I'll have to work this out my own way, city big man.
Me ready.
Mr. Sawyer, Sheriff, that Indian
You're
there...
You're under arrest, both of you.
Ready, Silver. I warn you, Sheriff, keep your hands away from your guns. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
No sneaking outlaw.
Hey, you missed.
Never even came close.
Now, listen, kid, I don't need you to... Well, there's no use in shooting at greased lightning anyway.
Gee, where'd the engine come from?
He was in the office.
What?
He came in and looked through the schedule book.
Same one you was looking at. What'd you do, hand it to him?
No, I... How'd you know I happened to see the book?
Happened to see? The sheriff and I saw you with our own eyes.
Yes, it's time for you to do a little explaining, Jack Stiles, or whatever your name is.
See what they did, Sheriff? That outlaw kept us busy while the redskin and the kid looked at my schedule book.
Sure. I figured there was something wrong with this kid the minute I laid eyes on him.
Yeah, and it's too late to change anything now. One stage has already left Pine Bluff. The other will start before we can get a man there to warn him.
Come on, kid. You and me are going to take a walk. To jail.
No, no, you can't do that. You can't put me in jail.
Can't, eh? We'll see about that. Now, come on.
But I've got to be free. I've got to
find out... Help that masked outlaw and the engine kill more stage drivers, eh?
No, you don't understand.
I understand all I want to. Let's go.
Hey, here comes the stage from Pine Bluff now. I've got to go and check it in.
I guess the best thing to do with you, kid, is slip these handcuffs on.
No, I won't let...
Shut up now.
Beecher must have picked up passengers this trip, Sheriff. There's a man and a woman getting out.
Yeah. I'm going to hook these cuffs around this hitch rack for a few minutes, kid. Keep you quiet till we go down to jail.
No, no, please don't.
Yeah, that'll hold you for a while. I'm going to talk to your guard and driver for a few minutes, Ben. Ask him a question or two.
Hey, sure. Take care of the horses, Beecher, and throw down that mail.
Right.
I'll go into the office and talk to those two passengers, Sheriff.
Sure.
While the sheriff hurried around the loading platform where the stage from Pine Bluff had stopped, Ben Sawyer slowly mounted the steps to his office and opened the door.
Well, howdy, folks. My name's Sawyer.
Sawyer? Well, you must be the owner of the line.
That's right. What kind of a trip did you have?
Dustiest ride I've ever made.
I can't help that, ma'am. You'd have to blame the road.
My name's Liggett, Mr. Sawyer, John Liggett. This is my wife.
Glad to know you folks.
Well, Mr. Sawyer, all I can say is that if we were going on much further, I'd have a complaint to make about your driver.
What's it?
For the last half of the trip, I think he must have purposely driven over every bump and stone on the road. I've never been so shaken in my life.
It was a pretty rough trip.
I suppose we should be grateful we got here alive. I hear there have been several accidents on this line.
Well,
we heard about it in Pine Bluff.
Wasn't any trouble this trip, was there?
No, nothing happened.
I'm glad of that. Can't understand you complaining about the driver. Beecher's one of the best men I've got.
Ben, I'd like to ask these folks some questions.
Well, sure, Sheriff. This is Mr. and Mrs. Liggett. I guess they won't mind telling you anything they know.
What happened on the trip?
Nothing.
I was just telling Mr. Sawyer. The ride was safe enough, but it was the bumpies.
I want a straight answer, folks. Who stopped the stage?
What's wrong, Sheriff?
No one stopped the stage.
That's right.
Sheriff, what are you getting at?
Same thing, Ben. Your driver and guard are still sitting on the boot of the stage. And they're both dead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story. Confronted by the mysterious deaths of another driver and guard on the Sawyer stage line, the sheriff of Calhoun continued to question Mr. and Mrs. Liggett.
So that's your story, eh?
We've told you the truth, Sheriff.
You rode all the way from Pine Bluff with two dead men on the boot, and you didn't know it.
They certainly weren't dead when we started out.
See anyone else on the road?
Not a soul.
Did the stage stop to rest the horses or anything like that?
Well, not that I...
Yes, but just once. And that was so the driver and guard could fill their canteens with water.
I can't understand how the stage got here if the driver was dead.
The horses know the road as well as the driver. How come you folks are here in Calhoun?
Heading on west, maybe?
Not unless we have to.
We're looking for our boy, David.
Our son, he ran away from home.
Searching for a runaway son. Why didn't you mention that before?
You haven't given us much of a chance to do anything but answer your questions.
Have you seen Dave?
Well, there hasn't been anyone in Calhoun by that name.
Dave. Dave Liggett, eh?
Yes. He's a fine youngster. But his imagination sometimes runs away with him.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for example, for the past month, he's been talking about nothing but the murder of drivers on Mr. Sawyer's stage line. He asked me for money to ride over here on the stage. I refused to give it to him. Next thing we knew, he disappeared. That's why
kid.
We came here.
The kid.
Who?
The one I just had. The one you've got handcuffed to the hitch rail.
What does your son look like, Mr. Liggett?
Light complexioned, rather thin.
That's him.
You mean Dave is here, in town?
I think it's your young one, ma'am. I was just taking him to jail when the
jail?
Station...
Well, the boy came in here, asked me for a job. Bound and determined he was to drive a stage.
It must be David. He's always wanted to drive a stagecoach.
Yeah, I gave him a job sweeping out the place. Then a few minutes later, we found him snooping into my books.
Oh.
I'll bring the kid in. We'll see if he's...
Sheriff, did you...
I'm busy, Marcy.
Oh, sorry.
This is my deputy, folks.
How do you do?
Why don't you knock before you come busting into a private office?
Sorry, guess I was kind of excited. Figured you might have asked me to bring the prisoner up here.
What are you talking about?
Well, that boy you had chained to the hitch rack. Why'd you send another kid down there to get him? Seems to me if he's a murder suspect, I ought to be the one
I didn't send anybody after that boy.
You didn't? Well, there's a kid over by the hitch rack now, unlocking the handcuffs.
Unlocking the... Well, come on.
See, he's turned them loose. They're both getting on that white coat.
It is David. David!
Dave! Dave, wait!
No prisoner of mine's going to run out on me.
Please don't. You might hit David.
That's what I intend to do.
They're getting away, Sheriff.
Oh, thank goodness you didn't shoot.
I'm getting sick of all these shenanigans. Masked outlaws, Indians, two kids flouting the law. I'll get to the bottom of it if I have to. Get back into Ben's office, all of you.
I didn't realize what the kid was doing, Sheriff. If I'd known, I'd have stopped him.
It's all right, Marcy. Did the best you could by coming to tell me. Come on.
Gosh. Should have known that a funny acting kid like that would try to get away.
Yes, that's what... Wait a minute, Marcy. How'd you know that kid was funny acting?
Well,
there's nobody but me and Ben in this office when he came in. Have you been snooping around here, too?
Why, only in the line of duty, Sheriff. You've always told me to keep my eyes open.
This is getting more mixed up all the time.
What are you going to do about the boy?
Oh, yes, please help us find David, Sheriff.
Ain't my fault if you're scatterbrained young and runs away from home.
But you've got to
Listen,
find
Sheriff,
him.
Sheriff,
oh, why would David run off?
Shut up, all of you, shut up. Ben.
Yep.
You circulate around town, will you? Tell all the men who usually serve as my deputies I'll be needing them.
You mean a posse?
Maybe. I'm going to make these things add up if it's the last job I ever do. These two Liggetts say that runaway kid is theirs. And who's the other kid? And who's that outlaw with the mask and the engine? Maybe if I run them all down, we'll find out why stage drivers and guards die so sudden.
A short time later, the white colt Victor brought two boys into the Lone Ranger's trailside camp. One was Dan Reed. The other called himself Jack Stiles.
Oh, Victor, oh boy.
Well, Dan, you got back quick enough. That skeleton key must have opened the handcuffs, all right.
Yeah, sure. No trouble at all.
The outlaw and the engine
hey,
who weren't...
Get off and stretch your legs. They won't hurt you.
Well, how are you, David?
I'm all... I mean, my name's Jack Stiles.
No, it isn't. You're Dave Liggett, a boy whose curiosity has got him into a lot of trouble.
How did you know?
My friends and I have been following these stagecoach killings as closely as you have, Dave.
Have you?
Dan rode into town and saved you from the sheriff because I think you know something you haven't told him.
Why should I tell you?
Because we're both interested in finding a murderer.
That's right. Maybe you're the one.
Well, if you thought that, you wouldn't have asked Mr. Sawyer for a job when you've never driven a stagecoach in your life.
I guess you do know something about me.
You do have an idea about those killings, don't you, Dave?
That's why I lit out from home. Borrowed an old horse and rode clear over to Calhoun.
I thought so, and Tonto told me you were in the stage office. Why didn't you mention your idea to the sheriff, Mr. Sawyer?
Because the killer might be one of them. If that's true, he'd kill me.
That's straight thinking.
I didn't dare tell Ma or Pa about it because they just say I was too young to be mixed up with killings.
Whom do you suspect?
Well, you see, Pa runs the general store over at Pine Bluff.
I know.
I help him wait on folks. Three different times a certain fella's come in and bought something that made me suspicious.
Who is this man?
Don't know his name, but he lives here in Calhoun. Maybe I'm just plumb loco and my suspicion doesn't mean anything.
Dave, any idea, however remote, that might help to stop the killing of innocent men means something.
All right. I'll tell you the whole thing.
The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan listened closely while Dave Liggett told his story. Then they mapped out a plan of action, but it was one that required a wait of several days. In the meantime, the sheriff's efforts to find the mysterious murderers or David Liggett had been fruitless. Each morning, Mr. and Mrs. Liggett heard the same discouraging news.
Sorry, folks. I hate to tell you this, but I ain't picked up a sign of that kid of yours yet.
But he must be around here somewhere, Sheriff. The other boy he rode away with didn't kidnap him. At least I don't think so.
I've got my own ideas about that, too.
What do you mean?
There's a masked outlaw and an Injun. They're figuring this thing someplace. Maybe they kidnapped both the kids.
If you think that, why don't you do something?
Sheriff, Sheriff. Mrs. Liggett, Mr. Liggett.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sheriff, did your deputy Marcy give him a message?
You mean about the stage coming in today?
Yep.
Yes, he did. I made the arrangements like I told you.
Got your men strung out along the road?
Yep. And by Juniper, your stage is coming through today with live men driving her.
I hope so.
But what about David? Isn't there something...
You just have to be patient, Mrs. Liggett. As soon as that stage is in here, safe and sound, I'll put all my men on the job of hunting down your boy.
Oh, boy. Sheriff, listen. That voice is...
The outlaw.
It's him.
Stand right where you are.
Sheriff, this is a matter of life and death. You've got to listen to me.
You're under arrest.
I want you to come with me.
Come with you?
Do you know anything about my boy, David?
David is safe, Mrs. Liggett. But he may not be safe unless the sheriff does as I ask.
No masked outlaw is
going to... Follow me along the stage road to Pine Bluff.
My men are covering that road.
Good. Maybe I can form my own posse. Come on, Silver!
Urging his great horse forward, the Lone Ranger followed the stage road. And as he passed the first group of the sheriff's deputies, he shouted to them.
Come on, follow me!
Is that the outlaw the sheriff was talking about?
Sure is. If he's on this road, he's the varmint that's been killing stage drivers. Let's ride. Here they come!
But as the Lone Ranger raced eastward with an ever-increasing number of deputies taking up his trail, Tonto, Dan, and Dave Liggett held three men at bay under Tonto's drawn gun. They were the driver and the guard of a stagecoach, and Marcy, the sheriff's deputy.
These three critters must be loco.
Sure they are.
What are you gaining by this shenanigan? If we don't show up in Calhoun, the sheriff will be riding out here.
That's all right with us, isn't it, Tonto?
Sheriff's not going to go easy on killers like you, even if you are kids.
We're not killers. You know it.
Now look here, kid. Tell the redskin to throw down his gun and we'll let you make a break for it. Get away.
No.
All right, keep up your crazy scheme then. The least you can do is to let us get a drink of water out of the spring there.
Yeah, my throat's parched.
No, you not take drink.
Yeah, if you're going to kill us, get it over with.
We're not going to kill anybody.
You'll all swing for murder when the law gets here.
Least you can do is let us have some water.
Yeah, we'll jump them. It's our only chance. They're plumb loco.
Yeah.
Have them!
Yeah.
You not hold me! You let go!
Guess that does it.
Let's tie these varmints up.
Yeah, and I'm still thirsty. I'm going to get a drink of that water.
No, you not
hold
drink.
Hold it, Redskin. Those not. Critters are tricky. Why waste time? Let's drill these killers. Save the law time and money.
Yeah, I guess we might as
here
well.
Here comes a posse. Must be the sheriff.
Yeah, let him take care of them.
Oh, it ain't the sheriff. Critter out in front's wearing a mask.
Stand back, all three of you.
Oh, golly.
You come, Kemosabe. Drop that gun, Marcy.
I'll not...
That shot just nicked your shoulder. You're not hurt.
Say, what the...
Raise your hands, Marcy. Keep them up until the sheriff gets here.
I'm a deputy lawman. You can't...
Now, this is the sheriff. You can tell him your story.
Oh, go. What's going on here?
It's the outlaw, the Injun, and the kid.
Well, can't any of you talk?
Dave Liggett will tell you the truth, Sheriff.
All right, kid, I'm listening.
That man right there, Marcy, came into my pa's store and bought poison.
Poison?
We sell it to kill bugs that destroy crops. Powerful stuff. Marcy put it in the spring here. When Mr. Sawyer's drivers and guards stopped for a drink of water, they'd be poisoned and dead before they reached Calhoun.
Well, that'll be a low down.
Then Marcy would stop the horses and loot the mailbag.
Oh, it's a lie.
That's a mighty serious charge you're making, kid.
The best way to prove it, Sheriff, is to ask Marcy to take a drink from the spring.
How about it, Marcy?
But I'm not thirsty.
Then we'll make him take a drink.
No, you're not going to get me.
Come back here. Look at his face, Sheriff. That proves he's guilty.
Yeah, I think you're right, then.
I'm sure you'll find the stolen money, Sheriff. Marcy seems more inclined to talk now.
Take him back to town, boys, and lock him up. Say, Jack Stiles or Dave Liggett or whatever you call yourself, how did you ever figure this out?
It was just a hunch.
Pretty smart, I'd say. Dave, if your folks are willing, you've got yourself a job on my stage line.
Gee, thanks. But I'm not the one who's responsible for catching the killer.
What do you mean?
It was Dan Reed, Tonto, and him.
Him? You mean the outlaw?
He's not an outlaw. He's the Lone Ranger.
I'll see you there.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.